as well, Hebrews chapter 11. We'll spend the majority of our time in this good chapter here this morning. Let me take this opportunity to welcome all those out with us here today. Got a good number out with us, despite the pandemic and folks traveling away from us and sick and things of this nature. We've got at least 6 feeds back in the back. The folks are live streaming, watching us right now, hopefully participating in our worship. We want to acknowledge them, thank them to be a part of that. Thank you for being a part of our assembly and worshiping and honoring God here at the Clarksville Church of Christ. We want to remind ourselves that all we're interested in is what this sacred volume right here has to say, the Bible. We believe that it is, as it reports to be, the words of God. The Hebrew writer says, God hath spoken, Hebrews chapter 1. Verses 1 and 2. God has weighed in on the affairs of man, told us exactly what his will is for each and every one of us. Paul said in Ephesians 5:17, be not unwise, but understand the will of the Lord. And so this morning, I want you to appreciate the fact I'm going to utilize the PowerPoint here to my left, and I'm going to provide you book, chapter, and verse from the Bible, the Word of God, for everything I got to say here today. So you might know that these are not my opinions or some church constitution decree book of the Church of Christ, but as it is in truth, the words of God. And I encourage you to study them for yourself. See whether these things are so. I'm a man, I can make mistakes. And so I ask you to grab a bulletin, go back and study, read through these scriptures, listen to this CD again, listen to me well in our time that's allotted here in our worship here today, so that you might be able to gather the things that we are studying and understand that they are in truth from the Word of God. A church with 2020 vision. That's our theme. For this year, 2020, let's see clearly together. A little banner back there in the back says, in every month we've chosen a different subject to kind of concentrate on, and this month we're talking about faith. And so I'd just like to bring forth a lesson entitled Faith here this morning. We had a lesson last week in regards to faith, and we're going to go through what I call the Hall of Faith. And that's found in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11. You want to see what faith can do for you. And that's what we're going to talk about here this morning, what faith really can do for you. Read Hebrews chapter 11, and then you'll be able to emulate those things and see what it is that faith in God and the things that God has said will do for you and I in our lives. By faith. By faith is mentioned some 20 times in Hebrews chapter 11. That's being important. Faith is a fundamental and basic building block of life that's pleasing to God. Matter of fact, the Hebrew writer would say in this book, in verse 6, for without faith it's impossible to please him. You can't please God without faith. It is a basic, fundamental building block. Paul would say, for we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. Bible faith is described in Romans 10 and verse 17. A very important passage. For you understand the concept of Bible faith. A lot of people think faith is just kind of like this giant leap off into the dark. I just happen to believe this. And how do you believe? Well, I just believe it. That's not Bible faith. Bible faith is being assured of the things that God has said that may not be seen, but I believe it because God said it. In Romans 10, 17, for faith cometh by hearing, the words of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's been said there's 1,000 ways in my life that I can do things to please God, but not one of them without faith. And I believe that's the case. And so what I'd like to do here this morning is just take a look at some folks in Hebrews chapter 11 that had a good dose of faith and see what it was that it did for them and what I want you to understand that it can do for you and I as well. The first thing I want you to do is look at verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11, where there it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by being dead, yet speaks. By faith, Abel worshiped God. Faith allowed Abel to offer a proper sacrifice. In Genesis 4, verse 4, I read, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. You see, the command, ladies and gentlemen, is not written, but I know that Abel heard, because that's where one gets faith. Abel's sacrifice was by faith, therefore pleasing to God, because he did what God said. And so it is for us today in regards to our worship. How do I know, or how can I acceptably worship God? Well, by faith. That is, I hear what God says, and I do that. In John 4:23, Jesus said, "The hour's coming, and now is, when the true worshipers of God shall worship Him in spirit and in truth, for such seeketh the Father to worship Him. For God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must," underline that word, "must worship Him in spirit and in truth." The truth there he's talking about are the words of God, and that makes sense. "Sanctify them by truth. Thy word is truth." I hear the words of God. That's where I get my faith. And by faith, I worship God acceptably. In Matthew 15:9, Jesus said, "In vain they do worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Where were they getting their faith? It was through the commandments of men. And Jesus said, that worship is vain. How can I be acceptable in my worship to God? By faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. So when Paul would say in Ephesians 5:19, "Speak it to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody your heart to the Lord, by faith I sing in my worship." To do anything other than that is not to worship by faith. That'd be worshiping according to my opinion, your own desires. And if you can see through a ladder, you can see that. By faith, Abel worshiped God. And we can as well. Notice verse 5. "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had took him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Translated. That literally means to change forms. In this case, he just didn't die. But what I want you to appreciate is that by faith, I can change. And so can you. Even in language, we change one word to another sometimes. But I want you to appreciate that faith changes people. The Apostle Paul in Galatians 2:20 would one time say, "I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Well, we're very familiar with that passage. But I want you to understand that the Apostle Paul was changed. And he was changed by faith. Look at Acts chapter 26, if you would. And I'd like to read just a few verses with you. Just listen, if you're not following along. Acts 26:9. This is Paul talking. "I verily thought within myself I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Did you grab a hold of that? Paul said, "Now I thought that I ought to do many things contrary to this Jesus, which thing I also did," he said, "in Jerusalem. Many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority of the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them." Amen. Stone it. "I'll hold your coats." That's the Apostle Paul. When he was Saul of Tarsus. He said, "I punished them often from synagogue, compelled them to blaspheme. I was exceedingly mad against them. I persecuted them even into strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority, with the commission of the chief priests, at midday," it's about noon by the way, he says, "O king, I saw a way, a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining around about me, which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.'" Saul, ladies and gentlemen, saw the light because he heard the voice and he heard the commandments of Jesus. Saul, ladies and gentlemen, was a persecutor, and he turned to one being persecuted because he stood now for the Lord. Why and how? By faith. I know people who were once the dregs of society became upstanding members of the community. By faith, I know folks who were alcoholics and drug abusers who today shun things, such things, and help others refrain and stop the cycle. How? By faith. By faith, I can change. By faith, Enoch was changed. And he had this testimony that he pleased God. So by faith, I can worship God acceptably And by faith, I can change. See how powerful faith is? Look at verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By faith, Noah moved. It's been said that faith can wait, but it always is active at God's commands. Many think of faith as some inactive thing that's just kind of simply in our minds. It's been rightly said that faith without works is like a car with no gas. James would say in James 2, verses 14 and 20, James chapter 2, verses 14 through 24, talking about the idea of faith being alone without works is dead. That's verse 26. And in verse 24, he would say, wherefore by works a man is justified and not by faith only. In Galatians 6 and verse, or chapter 5 and verse 6, Paul would say, in Christ Jesus, circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith, listen, faith that works in love. Faith demands movement. The Christian that claims the promises of God should also keep the commandments of God. That's the reason why Jesus would say, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And why the capstone of all the New Testament in Revelation 22, 14, blessed are they which do his commandments. For they who? Those who do his commandments shall have right to the tree of life. And entering for faith and works, the Bible teaches that we are saved by faith that works. Some brethren think they have enough faith to get to heaven, but it's not strong enough to get them here to worship. Faith caused Noah to move, and it needs to cause us to move into action and service of God as well. Notice verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise and in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. By faith, Abraham obeyed. Proper faith is never disobedient. In Deuteronomy 6 and 24, Moses would say, these laws and statutes I give unto you this day are for your good always. Do the things that I have to say. I don't know why I can't be in this relationship, or I don't know why I can't go here, or why I need to go there. I don't always see the why. But by faith, I simply obey. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, Paul would say, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which, by the way, is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed, that's changed, by what? How? By the renewing of your mind, to prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Faith gives up expecting something better in return. By faith, Abraham obeyed, living his home, didn't know where he was going. God had told him, and so he went. Notice verse 22, if you will, one of my favorite stories. Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, that's from Egypt, and gave commandments concerning his bones. What in the world is that all about? Well, I want you to appreciate that by faith, Joseph saw the future. In Genesis chapter 50 and in verse 24, it says, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, but God will surely visit you and bring you to this land and to the land which he has sworn to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph made the children of Israel take an oath, saying, when the Lord visits you, you shall carry up my bones from here. You take me with you when he comes. Be sometime after I'm dead. You take him with me. How did Joseph know that? Because God said so. God said, I'm going to give you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, this land. They were in Egypt. Joseph was going to die, but he knew where the children of Israel were going because God had swore it. And he said, I'm dying. When you go, take my bones. By faith, Joseph could see the future. We walk by faith and not by sight. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, Paul said, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man dies, our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is just for a moment, works in for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that we see are temporary, but the things which we cannot see, they're eternal." In Romans 8:18, Paul would say, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed to us." You see the future, Christian? In Hebrews 10:34, "For ye had compassion on me in the bonds, taking joyfully the spoil of your goods, knowing in yourselves that you have in heaven a better and an everlasting substance." I walk by faith and not by sight. And by faith, I can see where I'm going in the future. Just like Joseph. Faith is a powerful tool. Notice another verse with me here this morning real quickly before my time runs out. Verse 30. "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about for 7 days. Joshua heard the words of God and was obedient." I can imagine, you know, for 7 days they walked around the walls of Jericho and then they would stop. I can imagine. I saw a cartoon one time. The king of Jericho's up on the wall and the children of Israel got up and they marched around that and they sat down. And the king looked at one of his servants and said, "Well, I guess we won." But God had a plan, didn't he? They didn't understand it. But by faith, they obeyed. And by faith, without shooting a shot, or pulling back the bow, or throwing a spear, the great walls of Jericho fell down. Neither armies nor fortifications could stop the march of faith. By faith, I can overcome any obstacle that stands in my way, no matter how large. Do you think if David had defeated a dwarf that that story would be remembered? It's exactly because Goliath was a giant. It was exactly because the obstacle was large that we remember that story. That great story of faith. I need to understand that by that I can overcome. To the Israelites, Goliath was too big to hit. But to David, he was too big to miss. By faith, you see, in God. "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is a victory that overcomes the world." You ready? Even our faith. That's 1 John 5, verse 4. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. But also, and finally, notice verse 31. "By faith, the harlot Rahab did not die with them that believed not when she had received the spies in peace." The faith always delivers. It is the vehicle to save us eventually. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Faith delivers. It has been said that the man who keeps his faith keeps his life. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, Paul says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Now Paul lost his head. But even though Paul lost his head, he didn't lose his faith. Paul never lost his faith. And can anyone here today deny that Paul was protected? Faith in God is the perfect antidote for the fear of men and the dread of circumstances. The Hebrew writer would say in Hebrews 13 and verse 5, "The Lord is my help. What can man do to me that I should fear?" In Romans 8:31, Paul would say, "If God be for us, Who can be against us? Do you believe that? By faith, you can be protected. I love the Hall of Fame, don't you? It reminds me of just common people just like you and I, and what they were able to do by faith. By faith, Abel worshipped acceptably. By faith, Enoch was changed. By faith, Noah moved. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Joseph saw the future. By faith, the great obstacle of the wall of Jericho fell down. And by faith, Rahab was protected. We'll have faith in God. We can have all those things as well. You've listened well this morning. I appreciate that very much. We're about to stand to sing a song of invitation to encourage you this morning. Maybe there's one in our audience who's never been obedient to the commands of Jesus when he said, go preach the good news. He that believes it and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned. We are faced with two decisions. The gospel has been preached. We're either going to believe it and obey, or we're going to believe it not. What's the choice you're going to make? In this song to encourage you to make the right choice, we extend you the invitation. If you're subject to it anyway, go forward now as we stand and listen.
All things are ready. Come to the finish.